It's good to see you, Joe, and your beloved wife. And it's great to have your family amongst us. You know, that must be to you a... It is, isn't it? Words can't describe it, can they? No, they can't. And it's a joy for you to be here for us. It's a long time since you and I have connected for a while, I think, isn't it? Just, it is. But we don't forget one another, do we? And that's great. And it's lovely to see family and friends that have come along to just support and encourage everyone that's going through this waters of baptism. Smiling faces on the front. No, they're not in trepidation yet. So, you know, that's great, isn't it? You know, we did tell them that, you know, this baptism is symbolic of dying to self, burying the old man, and bringing up a resurrected new man. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Yeah, come on. Come on, yeah. So there'll be a life change, in fact. You know, in your family and in the friends that we know, there will be a change in their lives after this. And if there isn't, bring them back and we'll do it again. And this time we'll hold them down longer. How about that? There you go. Praise God. Now, he knows what I'm talking about. No, but it is. It's about burying the old man, putting to death. And sometimes he tries to get up, doesn't he? Let's be honest. But you know, it's about us just pressing through. And the most important thing in our life is keeping this book, the Word of God, central in all that we are involved in and all that we are doing. This is your map. This is your roadmap for living life on earth right now. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, fear not. Right? You know, people may be living in fear. They're listening to the media. And you can be living in fear. Well, you're being disobedient to the roadmap. You're being disobedient to the Word of God. He says, what does he say? Fear not. Fear not. And so we've not got to fear. Because Jesus has gone before us and Jesus has walked this pathway. I want to just read a couple of scriptures. I'm not going to be long today. That's going to be unusual for me. Hallelujah. Careful, you're being baptized as well. Glory to God. Yeah. This is when, what is it? Revenge can be sweet. Hallelujah, you know. Love your pastor or else. Even though he may tell you things that you don't like. You know, sometimes we're used as God's sword and prodder. And we think, he's getting on to me. I'm not getting on to you because I probably don't even know I'm talking to you. But the Holy Spirit speaks to us and convicts us. That's who convicts us. Amen? It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts us. And so we're here together, gathered around the Word of God. And I'm going to just take a couple of readings from one from Luke's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 21. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, commencing to read at verse 21. Now it came about when all the people were baptized that Jesus also was baptized. And whilst he was praying, heaven was opened. Even Jesus, the pure, spotless Son of Man at that time, had to be baptized. Right? And we go on and read why. It says, he was baptized, and when he was praying, heaven was opened. Wow. You're a child of God. You're in Christ Jesus. So when you pray, heaven should be being opened to us. Amen? Come on. You know, sometimes folks say, you can't expect that. Why not? I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Therefore, the doors, the gates, the windows of heaven should be opened to us. to receive and to minister to and from God. And so it's important that we catch the reality of these things for our lives. He says, and then in verse 22, it says, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, Jesus, in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came out from heaven. Wow. Glory to God. A voice came out from heaven and said, thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. Jesus went down into that water. As John baptized him, he went down being baptized as the Son of Man. His earthly father was Joseph, his mother Mary, as far as people understood. But when he came up out of that water, he was filled with the Spirit, and his heavenly father said, this is my beloved Son. He became again the Son of God. Amen. The Son of Man, the Son of God, for you and for me, that he died for all my sins, for all my weaknesses, for all my failures. He died for me. He was nailed to that cross. He suffered. He took my punishment so that I didn't have to receive his punishment. What a joy. You know? None of us like pain, do we? Let's be truthful. We don't like pain, and yet Jesus took all our sicknesses, all our diseases, all our pains on that cross, that you and I might not have to suffer in eternity, in eternal damnation. And then it goes on to say in verse 23, and when he began his ministry, Jesus himself was 30 years old, being supposedly the son of Joseph, the son of Eli. He began his ministry. Today, when the fullness of God, when the old man is buried, let's come up just like the Lord Jesus, beginning the fullness of ministry. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You say, well, I don't know what to do. That's okay. God will direct you. The Word will teach you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And you just rejoice in that. And just let it happen. God wants to do great things for you, Sam. You know, you're like, I'm just a new Christian. I don't really know much about it. Do you? But you know enough to know that Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he rose again on that third day. So that you might not be punished in any way. And we thank God for that. Amen. If you've got a Bible, turn with me to John's Gospel. And chapter 1. John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 29. And again, this is just a repetition of the story of John the Baptist. In verse 29, it says, the next day he, John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold, look, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He came with one purpose, one goal, one desire, and that was the desire of his Father, to take away the sins of the world, to take away your sins and my sins, that we might be able to enter into the presence of God, that we might be able to speak to God face to face, directly, knowing him whom to know is life eternal. Yes. Takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who is a higher rank than I. For he existed before me. This is John prophesying. Jesus existed before John. And yet John was older than Jesus. Work that one out. Jesus was in the beginning. When the earth was created, when God spoke the word, Jesus was the word. And all things were created by him and for him. Amen. He existed before me. and I did not recognize him. He'd met Jesus even when he was a toddler. In fact, he met Jesus before he was born. You remember? When his mother Elizabeth and Mary came together and they were both pregnant, and the babe John, it says, leapt in her womb because of the presence of the man-child, God himself. Hallelujah. And so we rejoice that God came, that Jesus came, and he bore our sicknesses and our diseases. Verse 34, he says, and I have seen and have bore witness that this is the Son of God. That's who Jesus is. You know, many times in the world you hear people and they use the name of Jesus as a curse word. But actually it's the name that is above every name. It is a name that is all-powerful. It is a name that heals. It's the name that opens blind eyes and stops deaf ears. It's the name that saves and delivers and sets captives free. It's the name that heals us and brings us and gives us eternal life. It's the name that reaches out to each and every one of us and says, I love you. I love you. I died for you, that you might have eternal life. I died that you might be forgiven. I died that you might be set free from the eternal punishment and damnation. I died to give you life, and that more abundantly. I've lived some 74 years now, and I've been a follower of the Lord Jesus I'm really telling too many stories, aren't I? 58 years. And I'll not regret it. I'm not going to regret it. And as I say to folk, you know, I've come too far to go back. I don't have enough energy to go back and start all over from back there and start sinning like the world. I want to continue on because I know before me is a great promise. I know before each and every one of you, as you stay fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will know eternal pleasure and eternal joy. And traveling this day, you will know the life of Christ, giving you power and authority and blessing in your lives. He died that you might have a life more abundantly. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And he says, you know, Jesus went out in the power of the Spirit of God. And it was from that point on, after being out in the wilderness some 40 days and 40 nights, he came out, and it says he came out in the power of the Spirit. And Jesus sets us a pattern. He shows us the way. And he's saying, this is the way I want you to walk. I want you to walk in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Amen? Amen? That's something for each and every one of us to reach up to and attain to in Christ Jesus. That anointing of his Holy Spirit would come upon us. Yeah. And day by day, he would lead us and direct us and guide us. And that the people that you come into contact with, Amen. You will change their lives. Amen. Because you and I are called to be life changers. Amen. Amen? Yes. We're called to be life changers. When in the book of the Acts, when the Holy Spirit was given to all of the disciples, they became life changers. Amen. They became life changers. It says 3,000 souls were added to the church that day. Wow. Can you imagine that? Intake. What are we going to do with them? Don't doubt God. What God could do. Because it will be a move of God, not a move of man. In these last days, it will be God that moves, and he's going to drop a load of fish on us. I mean, even if he dropped 153. Okay, there's a lot of cleaning of fish to do. A lot of preparation to do and work. But hey, God is able, and if he is able, then we too are able in Christ Jesus. Amen. So rejoice. This is the beginning of a new day. This is a beginning of a great new chapter in your life. And that as you focus on Jesus and let Jesus be the center of your life, forget your history. Forget your past. Forget your failures. And realize that God remembers no more your failures, your faults. What do you see?
Nothing.
Thank you. You've got good eyes, haven't you? Nothing. It's the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of a new life. Hallelujah. New chapters. New beginnings. Forget your past. Leave the baggage behind. Don't drag it with you. Leave it behind. And as you do that, you know God is with you each and every step of the way. And his finger begins to write your life. Amen? What a story. And it's going to be a great story, isn't it? It is. Hallelujah. It's going to be a great story. Is that right, Laura? It's going to be a great story. It's going to be different from now on. Yeah? Amen. So we're moving on. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so together, as a family, together as a group of believers, because that's why we're a family. We were just chatting earlier, you know. We're a family. No matter where you come from, because we all know where we came from, Adam and Eve. We came from the mouth of God. That's where we came from, the mouth of God. And God wants us back in his presence, drawing us to himself. So today, I'm going to send out a challenge. Today, if you have never, ever asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and into your life, asked him to forgive you for your sins, then today's the day. This is an opportunity where you can find Christ, where you can find peace, where you can find everlasting joy in Christ Jesus. This is the day. And today, the hand of God is reaching out to each and every one of us and saying, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. And he says, I will give you rest. You know, you may have grown cold in your relationship. Make a fresh commitment.
Amen.
Have a fresh desire.
Amen.
To get closer to your Heavenly Father. Get closer to your Creator.
Yes.
To know him whom to know is that life that is eternal forevermore. Let's just bow our heads for a moment, please. Oh, be quiet. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, just want to offer you that invitation that if you've never asked the Lord Jesus into your heart and life, that today is your day.
Amen.
And if you want the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life and to be the Lord of your life, then all I'm just going to ask you to do today is to just raise your hand and say, I want Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Is there anyone? Just give you a moment or two. Are there any that want to make a new commitment and say, you know, I've grown cold in my relationship with the Lord? In Revelation, it talks about churches that have grown cold. It says God will spew you out of his mouth. But he wants you to be on fire.
Amen.
For him.
Yeah.
Are there any that want to just a fresh dedication of their lives to Christ? Then just raise your hand, please. Thank you. I see that. Amen. Praise God for that. Anyone else? Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word that goes out and the power that is in your word, Lord, to change lives. And we thank you, Lord, for that fresh dedication and commitment to you. And Father, we pray that it shall be a real strong, powerful relationship that moves on in such a wonderful way, Father. And we pray, Lord, that all the guilt and all the pains, Lord, from the past will be just taken away.
Amen.
And that, Father, you will bring such a joy.
Yes.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. We're just going to, I'll speak to that person afterwards, after service. I'm sure you'll have a cup of tea and a bun with me. I've got my bun earmarked, haven't I, Carol? Bunny and Mark, so, and together we'll have a brief chat, and that'd be great. We're going to take up our tithes and offerings today before we move on to the baptismal service, and then that gives our video guy time to deal with the cameras, etc., and because we want to video this part of the service, and there'll be photographs. We'd like a photograph of everybody, first of all, up front before you get wet. And so Grace is in charge of the still camera. We'll do that after we've taken up the offering. So I'm going to play a song.